Ain't it great to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Isn't it good to just worship Him? Amen. I'm so thankful for all that God is continuing to do and what He's doing in your heart and life. And it's just so good to come together and worship. And we're so thankful for all of you that are joining us online this morning as well. We are just glad that you're worshiping the Lord with us. And we pray that God is blessing and moving in your heart and life as well this morning. Well, as you know, over the last few weeks, we have, in Sundays, we've been sharing with you about the works of grace. I'm so glad this morning for those works of grace. They've made such a difference in my life, and I know they are in yours as well. We've considered salvation. All of us need to be saved from sin, and thankfully the Lord sent Jesus into this world to die at Calvary to provide for us salvation. Not only have we considered salvation, but we also have considered sanctification, that infilling power of the Holy Spirit that allows us to live victoriously for the Lord. Thankful for that this morning. But today I would like for us to focus on the last work of grace that we refer to as glorification. Glorification, I do believe, is the hope of all believers and should be the ultimate goal of every Christian. When we talk about glorification, we're talking about this body, this physical body in which we live, being transformed into a glorified body in which will allow us the opportunity to spend eternity with Christ in heaven. I would certainly hope that the goal of each and every one of us is to make heaven and spend eternity with the Lord, and that's going to require glorification. And so let's take a few moments this morning. We're going to think about glorification. So as we begin to think about that this morning, I couldn't help but think about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 15 through 51 through 53. And so let's take our Bibles this morning. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Appreciate if you would stand with us as we come to the Word of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 this morning, verse 51. And there it shares with us, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Join us this morning, if you would, in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we are so thankful for the opportunity, Lord, to come to You and to worship and experience Your presence in our life. We're so thankful this morning for salvation and for sanctification, and this morning for this concept of glorification, that, Lord, there's going to be a day that we're going to be changed and we're going to become like Your Son and we're going to join You in heaven for eternity. And, Lord, we look forward to that. And this morning I pray that that stirs our heart. But as we come to Your Word this morning, may we be encouraged, may we be challenged, may we be changed this morning because of what You are doing in our heart and life, because of this great grace, Lord, that You have given to us because of the work of Christ at Calvary. And so, Lord, I ask this morning that You would come and that You would move and that You would sweep over us today. You would stir our heart and we'd be forever changed simply because of Your work of grace in our heart and life. Lord, once again, we ask that You allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of Your Word. We ask in Your precious name. And amen. You may be seated this morning. Anytime I begin to think about glorification, I get a little bit excited. I don't know about you, but one of these days there's going to come an end to our journey. Hopefully we've lived a good life and we've experienced, of course, salvation and sanctification. Without those, we won't experience glorification. But when we begin to think about glorification, it really is the end of the journey. It's that moment in which we'll be changed forever. The moment in which we'll be able to spend eternity with our Lord. I certainly hope this morning that stirs your heart. I hope that excites you this morning. I think it is funny through the years growing up in the church and worshiping with many, we all talk about how exciting it's going to be to get to heaven. We talk about having a glorified body and we're not going to hurt or any of that anymore. But we get all excited about that, but none of us is in a hurry. Shake your head. Come on, let me know you're with me this morning. We're not in a hurry to get there. But I certainly hope this morning we're going to be excited to get there. Because there is glory in this concept of glorification. And so let's take a few moments this morning, if we could, and think about glorification. And as we do, there's just a few things I want us to focus on and think about this morning in regard to glorification. The first is this: glorification is the last act of redeeming grace. When we think about the works of grace, when we think about salvation, we think about sanctification, and then we think about glorification, it is the last act of redeeming grace. It's that moment in which we've come to the end of our journey and beginning eternity. It's the fulfillment of God's plan of redemption. That moment that we all live for. We get to spend eternity with the Lord. This will take place at the second coming of Christ. This act of glorification, this last act of redeeming grace. At the present, you know, are at best in a state of probation, if we can say, waiting the coming of the Lord. We've experienced salvation, and hopefully this morning you've experienced salvation. You know the Lord as Savior of your life. You've experienced sanctification. You've been filled with the Holy Spirit. You're living in the power of the Holy Spirit. And in that time, we're waiting with anticipation the coming of the Lord. And that's kind of where we are. We're moving toward this thing of glorification. Yet our bodies are subject to disease, death, and decay. However, there'll be a day when we are glorified that no longer will we feel that pain and that heartache, nor will we ever decay. At His second coming, Jesus will resurrect all the Christian dead and translate the living into heaven with heavenly bodies. As we've shared with you, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 53, as they share with us, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trump will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality." And so when we talk about this last act of redeeming grace, when we think about glorification, it's when this body that we are in now, this corruptible body, this physical worldly body, is changed and made incorruptible. When we put on immortality, that is this act of glorification. That's going to happen for us when Christ returns. We also see over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 13 through 18 shares with us. "But I do not want you, brethren, to be ignorant concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. We see that 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 shares with us in regard to the second coming, and that the dead will be raised, and those that remain will be caught up with the Lord. It'll be in those moments that those who are resurrected and those who still are remain will be changed. And this corruptible body will become incorruptible. And will put on immortality. And when that happens, we refer to that as glorification. Or for simple terms, we're going to receive a glorified body. And at that point, that is going to be that last act of redemption. Because God has saved us from this world and the corruption of this world. I also want us to note this morning that glorification involves a physical change. We've already talked about that a little bit, but it involves a physical change. We're going to be changed. I don't know about you, I look forward to that someday. We're going to be changed. Not only was we changed when we were saved, not only were we changed when we were sanctified, but there's going to become a tremendous change in our physical bodies when we are glorified. One of the clearest teachings of the New Testament is that at Christ's coming, our bodies will be changed to be made like His present glorified body. We discover in Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21, shares with us, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that may be conformed to His glorious body according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself." In that moment, in that day that we are glorified, our physical bodies will be changed to be like His body. A glorified body. We find also over in John chapter 3, verse 2, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." And so when we begin to think about the glorified body, there's been lots of questions. What is that going to be like? And I've talked to lots of people about that over the years, and there's a tremendous question. We really don't know what a glorified body is going to be like. All we know that Scripture says is when we receive our glorified body, it's going to be like His. It's going to be like Jesus's. And so what we know today as our physical body, in that moment of glorification, we will no longer have what we know as a physical body, but a glorified body that is going to be like that of Christ. And so there's going to be a change. I think it's interesting often when we come to this concept of change, many of us don't like to change. We kind of like things the way they are. I think that's often unfortunate because in the Christian life, lots of changes have occurred. Believe that? Lots of changes in our life has occurred. We went from lost to found, from sinner to saint, hopefully, right? Working on that anyway. Yeah. From unforgiven to forgiven. From carnal to godly. Right? That's happening, isn't it? It's not? I hope so. We're being changed. We've been filled with, sanctified, filled with the Spirit, changed, living now in the power of the Holy Spirit, changed. I want you to know the complete change hasn't happened yet. There's going to come a day we're going to be physically changed, not just spiritually changed, but physically changed. When we speak of glorification, it involves a physical change. Our body is going to be changed to a heavenly body, that like of Christ. Not only is there going to be a change, but we're going to experience Christ and be able to live with Him eternally. That's good stuff, church. That should stir our heart. Third thing this morning I'd like for us to understand about glorification is that glorification is final salvation. when we talk about the works of grace, it really is about God's plan to redeem humanity. And He does that through the works of grace, through salvation, through sanctification, through glorification. And so glorification is final salvation. It is the last act of redemption, because God is now removing us from this physical world and all the pain and all the agony and all the hurt and all the things that we've experienced here in this world. God is removing us from that. He's redeeming us from that, taking us from the corrupted to incorruption. And so glorification is final salvation. It's the ultimate ending to God's plan of redemption. And He wants all of us to experience not only salvation and sanctification, but this final step of salvation, glorification. And so it's termed salvation because we have been saved from this world and its corruption. Glorification. This is the everlasting life which will crown every faithful believer at the end of their spiritual journey. And we shall live with Christ eternally. And we see that in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, that talks to us about eternity with Christ. And it shares with us, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." This concept of glorification, this final act of redemption, you and I and all the other faithful believers will have the opportunity not only to be in a physical form like Jesus, but to be with Jesus. Are we not excited about that? We act about this excited this morning. One of these days, you and I are going to be glorified. Can we imagine? Glorified. God is going to rescue us from this world. Last act of redemption. This is immorality that will rob every grave. Immortality. I'm so sorry. This is immortality that will rob every grave of its victory, because it will rob it of its victims. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 shares with us, "So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." There'll be a day there'll be no more death. And death is going to be swallowed up in victory. This act of glorification. Not only is the concept of receiving a glorified body, but the concept of us being rescued. Saved. Not only from the incorruptible, but from death, and gives to us eternity with Christ. And the fourth thing this morning I want us to know in regard to glorification is that glorification as final salvation, the last act of redemption, is conditioned on faithfulness. If we're going to be glorified and receive glorification, there is some conditions, just like for salvation and just like for sanctification. There are some conditions for glorification. And it's all conditioned on our faithfulness, of course, to the Lord. It is those who endure unto the end who shall be saved in this ultimate sense. Mark chapter 13, verse 13 shares with us, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end shall be saved." We want to receive a glorified body. We want to receive glorification and spend eternity with Christ. We must be faithful. To the end of our journey. One might ask this morning, how do we remain faithful? We can remain faithful because of the works of grace. Because of salvation. Sanctification, the infilling of the Holy Spirit that grants to us the power to live victoriously in Christ. So we want to be glorified and spend eternity with Christ, in which I hope that we do. We must be faithful. We must walk every day with the Lord, obedient to Him, remaining faithful to His way, His plan, and His purposes. And so glorification is conditioned on faithfulness. The works of grace gives us great hope, not only for today, but also for the future. Through the works of grace, God has provided for us forgiveness of sin, salvation, the empowering of the Holy Spirit, sanctification, and the promise of eternal life with Christ in a glorified body. Glorification. Be encouraged today. There is a great day coming. A day when you and I will be glorified. A day where you and I will be able to spend eternity with Christ. All because of the works of grace. And so I wonder today, as we've thought about the works of grace, salvation, sanctification, and glorification, are we in need of a work of grace? And if we are, we might wonder today, what's the next step? Well, if you're unsaved this morning, you need to be saved. And if you do, you can be. And if you've experienced salvation this morning, you need to be sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. And to do so, all you got to do is ask. Seek the Lord. But wait a minute. If we have to ask to be saved, and the Lord comes and forgives us, and we repent of our sin, and we're saved, and we ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit, does that mean if we're asked to be glorified, the Lord's going to take us out soon? Now, you were thinking that, right? You can shake your head. You can do something. That's okay. The next step from sanctification is to live faithful. And when the Lord is done working in our lives, He will call us home in His time and on His schedule. And at the second coming of Christ, we will be glorified, according to Scripture. And so we go from unsaved to saved, to sanctified, to someday, at the second coming of the Lord, experiencing glorification. The last act of redemption. And so today, where are we on our spiritual journey? As the Smiths come and they're gonna lead us this morning in the song of invitation, I wonder, where are we on our spiritual journey? Have we experienced these works of grace? Do we know this morning the Lord as Savior? Experience the forgiveness of sin? Have we been filled with the Holy Spirit this morning? Experience sanctification in our life? And I would safely assume if you're here this morning, you haven't experienced glorification yet. But I hope this morning that's your desire.